You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This show is a Phonic Media production.
Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about how nothing stays the same. Everything is always evolving. Ultimately, everything is always changing. The devil are you? Welcome back to another installment of Business Marriage with me, James Bird, and her,
Hayley Afwebert.
Well done, that was very slick.
Wasn't it?
Let's start. What was that? It's disgusting. Got really dry lips. You know that lipstick you put on? It just like dries you out. You're like Gollum by the end of a podcast episode. Anyway, this might come up later on in the podcast, actually. Today on the show, we're talking all about Changing. Everything changes. I've got some music. Because do you know what?
Everybody's changing and I don't feel the same.
We should have a karaoke episode.
Not allowed, are you?
Definitely have a karaoke episode.
Not allowed. Oh, actually.
But we could just sing it.
It wouldn't sound like the original.
It would definitely not.
No one from PRS or PPO would pick up on that shit. Yeah, so we were talking all about how everything changes. Oh, everything evolves. Business, life, marriage,
it?
All that kind of
all
stuff.
Of it. Skin, face. All evolves.
The sagginess of your ball bag. Before we get into that, though, let's do our review of the week. Oh, this is a small business shout-out music. I've fucking lost the plot, man.
Whatever.
This is going to be our review of the week. So today's review... it's a very nice review, so thank you very much if this is the person. We don't actually know who this has come from. It might be a stranger.
Oh, my goodness.
They used to tell you at school that strangers was danger, but not in this case. Stranger is just friend you haven't met yet. That was weird. I hope someone makes a clip of that. Anyway, today's shout-out, I've made it on such small fucking thing. I can't even read it.
Did what I did.
So, 5 stars, bloody brilliant. I mean... It's good, isn't it?
I love it already.
So I'm listening. I'm on episode 2. This is very funny. Smiley emoji face. I have a really long drive ahead of me and I'm going to binge listen. Fangirl in the pod already. So whoever you are. And by the way, that was from Dan LH123.
Yes.
What's your mate Danielle? What's her surname?
I reckon it might be her.
Just think of her surname.
Could be, couldn't it?
LH? Don't say her full name, obviously.
No.
Oh, there you go. So there we go.
So
Dan LH, who left that review about a week ago now, I'm on episode 2. It's very funny.
Do you know though, seriously,
thank you.
The thought that someone's driving along and listening to us on their journey.
It is fun, isn't it? Yeah. We also get, by the way, we also get, like, every Tuesday, we get messages from people going, oh, I'm so excited, it's new episode Tuesday. I'm like, how cool is that?
I love it. And I was saying to James the other day, and I was like, I'm like, not in a big headed way, but I was like, the day where I'm just like, out and about and someone comes up to me and says, oh my god, are you Hayley from the Business Marriage Podcast? I've said I'm gonna literally just
pee my pants,
put my arm around them, be like, oh, I want a picture, can I have a selfie with you? And I'm gonna take pictures and I said I'll give them £100. Don't know why, they probably won't want £100, but I was like, I'll give them a mug. We're gonna give them a mug or something. I'll just be like, it'll be like a fanfare. In fact, I might start carrying around like a sort of like confetti spray, and then if that ever happens, I'll just be like,
spray, yeah.
Boo!
Confetti spray, selfie,
imagine
mug.
It?
Imagine them, they'll be like a.
That would actually be amazing.
Quite good. It sounds like an episode of In for a Penny with Stephen Mulhern.
Isn't it? I love it. Or Britain's Got Talent. Anyway,
there you go.
I love it. So if you do notice me out and about, come and say hi. I would probably pee myself.
I had it happen once and I thought I was such a big deal.
Yeah, someone came up
to me.
Though,
yeah, I do, to be fair. Mm. Someone came up to me, he was actually sat behind me and he's like, excuse me, are you James Burt? And I was like, yeah. He went, oh, I know you from your podcast. And I was like,
what, your voice?
He said, I recognise your voice.
Oh my God, that's mad.
He's like, you go around the world. I was like, what? And the people that I'm with were like, you. Luckily, they didn't say it to them, we'd left. They're like, you think you're such a fucking big deal now, didn't you? I was walking around like Conor McGregor.
I love it.
It's kind of cool.
But it's kind of cool though, isn't it? It's like,
it must be super weird actually.
Yeah.
To be famous. It must be like, which I'm sure we're going to find out through this podcast.
Obviously.
Inevitable when we win the British Podcast Award.
Yeah.
Putting that out to the universe.
Love it.
Anyway, so that's our review of the week. Thank you very much, Dan LH.
Thank you.
And by the way, if you haven't left a review yet, please do so, because it actually really helps. I know it's not that easy.
Proper review, not like one of them like hate reviews on YouTube, like a proper review.
Yeah, proper. Yeah,
but go on to iTunes.
You haven't got just give us 5 stars. We don't give a fuck about the actual wording of it. Just give us the 5 stars. Yeah.
Oh, okay, we don't want them to write about it.
Well, yeah, it'd be nice if they actually like it. I'm not do a proper review, like you've got to do some sort of fucking essay.
No, but just write
like in a previous episode, we were talking about ChatGPT. Yeah, go to ChatGPT and get it to write a review for us.
Tell us.
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah, actually, if you are listening around the world, tag us. Tag us. Do a little selfie and tag us in it and tell us where you are around the world.
Yeah, tell us where you're listening.
It's a lot of things we've just told people to do.
Just do whatever. Just get in touch, guys.
They might have just woke up on a random Tuesday morning and thought, I'll listen to this podcast, and I got a list of a to-do list.
Actually begging.
Just a bit beggy.
Oh, God.
A bit beggy.
Anyway, today we decided that we're going to talk about
changes, because there's a lot of things that...
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Changes.
So, we were just talking about the other day, like, it's an important lesson. Yeah, in life, things change, obviously. We get older... as we move through life.
So insightful.
But things change, don't it? Like our friendships group might change.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Ours has changed a lot in the last few years, isn't it?
But you
fucking
think,
don't
like,
see anybody anymore.
I always think, like...
You're my only friend.
Even our evolution, you think, when we met... We're going to go into that again, but when we met, you're like young, free, single, you're going abroad, you don't have any major...
Fun.
You're just having fun, aren't you? You don't have any major commitments or responsibility. Then you get together, then that first step is like, oh, you start renting a house... Or like a flat, and that's like, oh God, now you're starting to pay bills. Then you're kind of going out and getting careers. Then you become like the career people. Then, you know, you take it one step further. Then you might throw some children in the mix or marriage. And it's like your life just suddenly changes, constantly changes. And you just adapt, don't you?
Mm.
We've always adapted quite well to situations that have changed. But we were saying the other day, like in business, we all, I think, have this vision of like where you're trying to get to. And when I get to that, it will be so easy. It will be so systemized. I'll have all my processes in place. My team will know exactly what they're doing. Everything will be delegated right. You'll have this consistent lead generation and sales process, and you'll have clients that stay with you forever. And the reality is that none of that happens. Everything changes.
Yeah.
So like just when you think it's all getting to that point where everything's really processed, really streamlined, everything feels really comfortable, is that the right word? Mm. Something changed. Like for you, example, you've got a member of your team who's leaving, which is
this might be the last episode he edits.
Oh, and
shout out to Alex.
Yeah,
let's shout him out. Alex has been, well, we don't, I used to love him, now I just like him.
Yeah, now we hate you. No, I'm joking, I don't really hate you. But it's an interesting thing, because you're so happy for him because he's going on to do almost
exactly
like a dream
what he
job.
Yeah, he's such a talented
who are, I hate using the like word entrepreneurs, but seeing people like go after like that passion is just something that we're massively for. So on one hand, you're like, we're super happy for him. You are, obviously, and all your guys. But obviously, it is... As a business, it's like, holy shit, like all of a sudden you get so used to that person being there and filling that role that actually it everything's changing again, isn't it? And it makes you reevaluate everything, where you're at. But yeah, just like constant change. Like for me, we were saying like I've kind of added some new offerings into my business, so I'm almost like changing the direction.
Guys,
like,
you know what time it is.
No,
guys, you know
that.
What time it is. It's time for a little...
I'm not saying anything.
Have you got an offering that you would like bring into the marketplace. Maybe you're a coach, consultant, mentor, or expert. Maybe you need to get your marketplace to know more about you. Maybe you need to be an authority or a thought leader in your space. If so, you need consistent organic content. The place to go is Orange Lamb. OrangeLamb.co.uk is the only place where we can help you to stand out in your motherfucking field. This podcast is brought to you by Hayley Appleby Burt and her fucking Orange Lambs.
My orange lambs? Hello.
My good God.
Is that what you're calling them now? Yeah. My orange lambs? What? Is that my orange lambs?
They'd be like, what's...
By the way, that was not sign language.
Pair
I do
of old mutton.
Sign language. Pair of old muttons? Yeah. Excuse me?
Lambs are like young and fresh.
Excuse me?
They're mutton.
Anyway, I wasn't trying to promote my business. I was just saying that, again, everything changes. And all of a sudden, like, go back a few months, I thought, I know... This, why are you laughing?
No, because I'm waiting for my next opportunity to do a fake sales pitch.
That's so annoying. Can I talk?
Yes.
I was saying a couple of months back, I thought I knew exactly my two services. This is what I'm doing now. It's changed and it's made me go, oh my God, this is such an amazing thing. Yeah. Like I can see so much more potential.
See, this is the thing, right? That change can feel unsettling and change can feel like really... People fear change, don't they? Because people fear the unknown. But actually, it gives you an opportunity. Like I say, your offering that you were doing before was good, but it was super. It was great for the client, but it's so time-consuming for you. Whereas now you focus on the bit, and we talked about this in a previous episode, so I won't go on about it too much. But now you're acting your zone of genius the entire time. It's like, oh, that's amazing. But you wouldn't have got to that if you hadn't proactively chased change.
Yeah, yeah.
And on the flip side, you mentioned a minute ago, Alex leaving. I'm not crying. You're crying. It's a smoke in it. But... You mentioned that Alex is going. But that's given us a good. It's given us a great opportunity. I'm just so pleased with it. But it's actually given us a good opportunity to go, right, okay, what are our systems and processes?
Yeah.
And it wasn't until he said he was going, I was like, right, we need to work out exactly everything that he does.
Yeah.
Because he's come in, and again, change and evolution. He came in to do one job, and it sort of morphed into another job. He kind of like filled a role that we really needed. It wasn't his core competency, but he learned it, and it's turned out to be fucking amazing at it. Content creation, video creation, which then... ended up him getting this next level job because of the skill set he's learned. So it's worked out for him and for us, which is great. But when I was sitting down with the team going, right, what is it that Alex does? I've worked out that the process that we're doing in the agency is like massively inefficient.
Yeah, yeah.
Not because of the people, but because of the process.
Yeah.
So I'll give you an example. So Alex is listening to client content and he's picking out the clips and he's so fast at turning the work around. It's just so good. It's just so good. But he will basically go through and listen to, say, 40% of a podcast episode, downloads it, got a great little system. And again, he made this up himself, transcribes it all, gets a summary from Otter. What's that? Like an old typewriter. So he downloads it all. He downloads the episode, puts it into Otter. Otter gives you a summary and shows you the most frequent words. Wake up! I'm telling you something interesting. Sorry. He then listens to it, so he gets like a taster of what the podcast's all about. Yeah. And then he makes the clips and the marketing assets from that. But he's probably listening or consuming 40% of the content.
Yeah.
But then Sam, who's our audio wizard and video guy, he has to, because obviously someone has to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
He's then listening to the whole thing. So now he's listening to 100% of the content.
Right, and he's 40%.
And he's listening to 40% of it, but I was like...
He could, like, say 40% of time.
Well, not 40%, because he's still got to do the fucking work, hasn't he? Be serious. But realistically, the way that it should be done, and the way that it was getting done to start with, and don't get me wrong, it's been tweaked and changed because we got so busy, because we had so many clients, because we're so good. If you like a podcast, you should go to phonic.media. That's phonic, phonic.media. All of your content needs handled. There you go.
Keep winking at the camera.
Yeah, stop doing that. The only person who's seeing that is poor Alex. He's just so talented. But anyway, so in that instance there, so Sam's got to listen to the whole podcast. Alex has to listen to 40% of it. Now it's 140% of our usage of our time, right? Whereas actually, the way that it should work, because Sam listens to it first, leaves timestamps for the main pieces of the content, then Alex only has to consume 5%. We're saying 35%.
Like I'm literally listening to algebra. This is so confusing.
Listen
to
it carefully, okay?
Just be more, no, I don't need you to go through it again. Please.
Sam. Sam has to listen to 100%.
Oh my God, is Alex going to do one of those like conundrums of...
Alex would only have to listen to the very specific timestamps that Sam has created, therefore creating a content consumption level of 5%, therefore across two people.
God, stop.
Across two people. We could be so efficient that only 105% of client content needs to be consumed from a 200%
potential.
So that is why it was inefficient.
You've got a bit of spit or something on your... Come here. So annoying.
Yeah.
It's a boring story.
But I don't think you're understanding it.
Move on.
Sorry, are we spending more time talking about me and my issues? God forbid that the Hayley show doesn't focus on Hayley and all of Hayley's brilliance for 5 minutes.
Here's a little secret insight to anyone watching on YouTube. If you see me doing this, that's me, code for James.
I've never seen you do that.
If I do that, it means
you do that?
You're fucking boring.
Do you actually do that? Have you actually ever done that?
If I'm
I've never noticed.
Or if I kick you under the table... It's like...
Oh, I thought you were playing footsie. I thought you were trying to find my bits.
Because
I was like,
you're boring
oh,
the shit
good.
Out of me, okay, which means you're boring the shit out of the listener.
You're getting very good at that singular listener thing. Mm. Well done.
I know.
Anyway, but change. From going through it, from going through the process, you actually go, right, we can change things here. We can make things better.
Yeah,
because Sam... No, but the other thing was, right, because Alex is going... And because things are going to have to change a little bit, it means you... I was like, well, actually, we need to make sure that everyone else is happy.
Yeah.
So I had the conversation.
Oh,
I did some detective work to find out how satisfied everybody was in their role. No one was. So that was good.
No.
Found out, no. But no, no one's been utilised to their full extent. Because we've got...
they're fucking epic.
Yeah, and they can do so much more than... Because we got slammed with work because
but
we're
also,
so fucking
brilliant. I don't know if it's like... You know, like you were talking about your tiny feet. But it's almost like your tiny hands as well. It's almost like you just keep everything to yourself.
Well, like a little shitty
just like
T-Rex.
These little hands. It's just like, I just think you're so used to working on your own.
Yes.
That.
Lone wolf.
But no, but that you actually think you're doing, not like a nice thing, you're not doing it like that, but you think it's a good thing that you're almost like.
100%. We had this conversation yesterday.
Not piling it on them and that you're keeping it to yourself. But actually what's happening is you're getting overworked and, say, stressed out, you can't then spend time doing the things you should be doing. And then your team was out there going, hello, hello.
Yeah.
Do you see me? Do you see how great I am?
Yeah.
So change. Ultimately, change, although it might feel overwhelming and you're scared of it, it can actually lead to great things. I mean, I think we need to talk about your icon because, you know, after all, what we're wearing today, we're going to have to come on to this. So, you know, this is about someone who, you know, I mean, I only know this through what James tells me, by the way. But, I mean, this person's a massive role model in your life and he took change to the extreme. He changed his life to be the way that he wanted to.
Yeah.
I think we need a shout out.
We do need a shout out.
Who's your icon, James?
My icon is Rob Dyrdek. As you can see here on my T-shirt, Rob Dyrdek is my icon. I didn't make this T-shirt myself,
no,
so we have to have a further shout out. So yes. Our Uncle Ian.
Yeah, this is brilliant. So we went round there last weekend and him and my Aunt Linda are massive fans of the show.
I would say supporters. Like
No, they love it. They love it.
Yeah, but that's because they love us.
No, but they love it.
They support it. Okay.
And he just came out with these two T-shirts and said, here you go. And oh my God, we could not stop laughing. So James
so,
is not sure
so
if you can
good.
See it on camera. Says, Rob Dyrdek is my inspiration. Now, if you've listened to every podcast, Rob Dyrdek, I don't even really know who he is. No offence, Rob Dyrdek, if you listen, you're probably not.
How do you not know who he is?
Well, I know through
you. Times,
yeah. But it's like... Oh my God.
Have you not even looked
you're
him
like
up?
Fanboying. I mean, I've seen his websites. I remember you showing me before.
I need a website.
But
like
you
that.
Just go on and on and on.
Because he's
about
amazing.
Rob Dyrdek, to the point where it's like, oh my fucking God. And it's clearly true because this T-shirt is representation of how much you talk about it.
So one of our listeners basically has heard me talk about Rob Dyrdek so much, he made us a branded T-shirt.
Which says, Rob Dyrdek is my inspiration. Yes. And mine says, Rob Dyrdek FFS. For fuck's sake. Because that's pretty much how I feel every time James talks about Rob Dyrdek. So
Rob Dyrdek.
Thank
but,
you.
But
we
again,
are loving
positive
it.
Change.
Look at that. And I think, do you know what? Actually, on that
Oh,
note,
okay. Okay. I wasn't expected.
In,
I wasn't
it
expecting it.
It does link in quite nicely.
It does.
As we're talking about these amazing T-shirts.
And Linda and Ian.
Yeah.
I need to call them Leon.
Leon. That's what that's what Jules says, isn't it? Leon.
Leon.
Leon. Here we
go.
Go.
Who's a mug? Who's a mug? Have you been a mug?
Oh, just one time.
Oh, okay. We want to do it twice. Sorry. Who's a mug? Who's a mug? Have you been a mug? Who's a mug? Who's a mug? Oh, oh, oh. Have you been a mug? We can't not do it
anymore.
Okay. Someone's been a mug.
Anyway.
Someone's been a mug, and they're gonna win
a a double mug.
This is
an interesting situation because this isn't someone that has written in.
No.
It's not someone that has sent an audio.
No.
It is someone that we were live.
We witnessed the
in
mugginess.
Their presence. So it's going to link into the next thing as well, to be fair. So yes. We are sat eating lunch in the most amazing fish and chip shop.
We'll talk about that.
We'll come on to that. We're sat there, our food arrives. And then, you know, it comes out all presented nicely. You've got your fish and your chips and there's a little wedge of lemon.
Mm.
So Ian decides that he's going to squeeze the lemon across his fish and it went straight into Linda's eye.
Yes, what a mug.
And Linda couldn't see. She was sat like that. And do you know what Ian did? You know what he did?
What?
Just carried on eating.
He did carry on eating.
He wanted dinner to get cold.
What an absolute mug. What a mug.
I feel kind of bad calling
he's been a mug.
My uncle a mug, but
he's
Ian,
been a mug though, isn't he?
You are a mug.
I've got to say, when we went down to see Linda and Ian.
Yes.
I knew that they listened to the podcast because they'd mentioned it before.
Yeah.
But they listen. God love them.
Oh, my God.
On
like
a Tuesday night, that's what they do together. They watch it on YouTube. They made your mum and dad watch it on YouTube, haven't they? Because your mum and dad were down there as well.
My mum was like, oh, I love it. I like listening, but I think watching you is even better.
But I thought, is that your mum talks?
Yeah, watching it even better.
It's actually quite an accurate description, to be fair. But they were like such genuine fans.
And as we were walking along, do you remember? And Ian's going, small. Business.
It's like doing it. He's doing small the jingles. Oh, it's just absolutely brilliant.
So
then he didn't do it intentionally. He's like, I want a mug. It's like, we've got to do something muggy.
He didn't, oh my God, that is so muggy. So he squirted lemon in Linda's eye.
Pretty muggy.
And then rather than being like, are you okay? He's carrying on eating.
Well muggy.
What a mug.
Let's let him have another jingle. Who's a mug? Who's a mug? He's been a mug. Who's a mug? Who's a mug? He's been a mug. He's been a right old mug.
So do we give Linda one as well, though, just for being a supporter? Of the mugging.
Well, she doesn't really deserve it.
I mean, to be
by
fair,
right, but
no offence, Linda, but she normally does quite a lot of muggy things on a daily basis, but in like a nice way.
Oh, my good God.
What?
You talk about, you were saying how excited you'd be if someone like came up to you in the street and like recognised
you. Oh, my God,
you.
Like celebrities.
Linda, you can't walk down the street for more than 5 minutes and you just...
Absolute celebrities where they
live. There's people stopping her. She's stopping other people. That's my friend. That's my friend. This is my friend. The local council are out drumming up support for the local elections.
Love
she's
it.
Like, this is my mate.
I love it. I think we should give them both a mug.
She's just dancing on the beach.
I know.
Oh, I flipping love.
Should we give them both a mug?
Let's give them both a mug.
Both one a mug.
Let's give them a mug.
But you have to send us a picture of you with your mugs.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure they will. While we're here, though, and while we're talking about an amazing day out, it ties in too. Smart mother flipping business. Time for a small business shout out. This is the part of the podcast where every single week we shout out an amazing small business that we've experienced. Maybe we've eaten there, drunk there, just had their product or service. We've shouted out some amazing places before, coffee shops, tech recycling companies.
James
basically
has done some amazing ones of places near where he works.
Oh yeah, there was that one where I did Wazir. I basically said, don't go there because you're going to get stabbed or end up in a drug
deal. Didn't need to say it again. But we went for a day out in a town called Bexhill on Sea.
Oh, it's bloody lovely.
Absolutely beautiful.
It's the home of British motoring.
And we wanted fish and chips, as you do at the seaside, okay?
Standard.
So in the high street, there was a fish and chip shop. Now, I'm going to be honest, it's like your typical old-fashioned fish and chip shop, isn't it? Mm. It's probably been there for years and years and years. Yeah. So we went in and we...
It doesn't look the most appealing from outside.
No,
let's
but
be,
it's but
let's
it's like,
honest,
you know, it's fish and chips. You know what
it is.
Getting.
What it is.
So we went and sat down and I absolutely fell off my seat, because they do gluten-free. And to get gluten-free fish and chips, if you're gluten-free, you will understand that there's simple wins in life and that is one of them.
Yeah.
So we had fish and chips.
Because some fish and chip restaurants do it, but you have to like order it a day before or they only do it on a certain day of the week. This
they
is like any time,
gluten-free. Do it. And honestly, it was the nicest fish and chips.
It was delicious.
The chips were just amazing. Everything about it and the customer service, they were so friendly. They were so like welcoming.
You not even told them the name of it.
And the name is... Marino's Fish and Chip Shop in Bexhill. So if you are in Bexhill and you're looking for fish and chips, make sure you check them out. They're in the high street, aren't they? So in one of the side streets on the high street.
Yeah.
But honestly, it is
delicious.
I'm going to say one of the best fish and chips I've ever had.
Yeah,
and especially
absolutely...
if you're gluten-free as well, like definitely go there. It was amazing.
The best part about it as well, is your dad paid. So it's amazing fish and chips. That was
even
free.
Even better.
That won't happen every time you go. There's not going to be a random guy called Barry who's just going to buy your fish and chips. That. He won't buy your fish and chips
so
every time.
So that is our
small business shout out. Small business shout out. If you are ever in Bexhill, go down there. Marino's, just near the Delawar Pier thing.
Yeah.
Bexhill, by the way, if you're listening from abroad, or even if you're listening in the UK...
Beautiful place.
It's such a lovely area, isn't it, Bexhill?
Wow.
We went down there. We ended up like scooting, skating,
parking,
and going on bikes. We did.
Went
to a museum, a park. The kids got in the sea.
They got it all.
Louis did some Wim Hof breathing in the cold ocean.
George just got naked in
George
the sea.
George got naked. Thought it was absolutely hilarious. And I was going, I'm so cold.
And then Louis couldn't
you.
Walk on the pebbles and was like, oh, mummy, carry me. So then I was like soaking wet. I was like, I ain't carrying you. And you were like, don't be horrible. And I was like, oh, am I a horrible parent? So I had to carry him.
So
anyway.
You did, didn't you?
Right, James.
It was a lovely day out, though. So, go down to Bexhill. It's actually the first place there's ever a British Grand Prix on the beachfront. Yeah.
It's because you read things and learn, whereas I just walk around.
Yeah, but what I don't understand, we went to a museum and you come out somehow knowing less than you knew when you went in.
I don't need to know it all.
Why not?
Because why do I need to know it all? I look around and I'm like, this is cool.
So, let's say, for example, we go to a quiz one day and the first quiz question is for 50 bonus points here to win. Where was the first ever British Grand Prix held?
Bexhill-on-Sea. You just fucking told me. So I've
what year?
There. There
what
go.
Year? Correct.
1953.
Unlikely. The first one ever.
64.
Fucking hell. The first ever British Grand Prix.
I don't know.
1902. How do I know that? Because I read stuff.
I don't give a shit. I actually don't. I learn what I need to know.
How do you know what you need until you need it, though? At which point?
I don't need that. I can tell right now I do not need that information.
Fine. Okay. Anyway, it's time for
our
special segment. And today, because we're talking about changes, things will evolve. There's the benefits of evolution. But sometimes, you know, not all change is beneficial.
So I just want to say, on our very first episode, we did a segment called 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yes.
And... it got a very good response. So
Ian actually called us out on it, didn't he? Again,
so we only did. He said didn't do 10.
Didn't finish.
We did 5 each. And today we are going to do. Everything
changes but you. Not everything changes but you. 10 things I hate about you. 10 things I hate about you. Nice harmony.
Oh,
that was good, wasn't it?
Harmonising.
3, 2, 1. 10 things I hate about you.
No, not hate. Change.
Oh. I said hate.
One more time.
10 things I change about you. Oh, fuck it, we get the point. Okay.
So we've
you
got
ready?
10 things, okay? Yeah. Oh, we've got what? Who's going first? So James like,
we'll
do 5.
Changes.
I was like, I only had 5 written down. We'll do 5. I went, no, we've got to do 10. He went, I'll just do 5, it's quicker. I went, no, it's all right. It's not going to be hard to think of more. And literally, within about 10 seconds, I'm like,
I've got 10, it'll be well easy. I was like, that's a little bit insulting.
We're having an underpin. Shall I go first?
Yeah.
So what should I do? Just read all 10 and then you'll read all your 10 out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is 10 things.
10 things I'd change about you,
Am I allowed to like justify? Can I
will pause after each one.
Okay. So if I don't agree with you, I can let you know. Yeah?
Yeah, don't care though.
Okay. So I pressed the wrong button. 10 things I would change about you. Go for it.
Number 1. The way you shake the washing when you hang it out, it really annoys me.
What on earth could annoy you about shaking the washing?
Vigorously shake the washing.
Do you know why?
I'll be sat in here and it's like, all I hear, you must do it about 7 times for one item.
Right, can we just take a second here that Hayley's biggest, one of her 10 biggest issues is how I end up putting her washing out for her.
Yeah, it just annoys me the way you shake it.
Do you know why I do it? I only do it because your mum told me that. Have you ever seen your mum put out washing?
If you saw how
honestly,
I put
she's
out
like
washing,
a, she's
fair,
like a
I
like
literally
a whip
get
crack.
It out, creased up and just go like that. It's terrible.
Lackluster.
But it annoys
anyway,
me.
Go on then.
I don't know why it annoys me. When you go from zero to beast mode and everyone has to get on board of it. So like this week, James has decided to do this. What is it?
75 hard.
Fuck me. So all of a sudden, whereas like we don't see each other anyway, now he has to do 2 sessions of like 45 minute workouts a day.
Oh.
Okay, he can't eat any refined sugar. He's got to eat super healthy. Like, I support it. That's fine. But all of a sudden, it's like the whole household has to be aware of it. So, like, this morning, when the kids are, like, wanting his attention, he's sat doing fucking Pilates on the rug and getting pissed off because the kids keep following him.
Because I kept moving. Then, I went, what? They were there, so
I'm
I went there.
Saying,
they went there, so I went there.
He'd get in at, like, 8:30 at night and then be like, oh, I've got to go out now for an hour because I've got to go and do a walk. So I'm like, okay, it's fine. But it's just like everyone... And if you say anything, then you're not being supportive.
It's only for 75 days.
On. Number three, what? How you don't listen. Like, how you just don't listen. Like, when I say, you just don't listen.
Right, can I defend that point?
Go on then.
So your brain can only absorb 7 plus or minus 2 pieces of information at any given time, right?
Right,
so between 5 and 9 pieces of information at any given time. You talk so fucking much that if I absorbed and retained everything that you told me in a day, my head would explode like a piece of popping candy.
Yeah. That's why I don't need to retain information like when the fucking first Grand Prix was held in Bex Hill in 1902 because it's just cognitive
space. How fast he went?
I don't care.
Fine. Go on.
Number four.
I will give you that because I don't always
Number
listen.
Four. Yeah. Something I'll change. How I have to give you exact information, like if you're going to the shops or taking the rubbish out. So literally the rubbish, it's 2 weekly cycles.
Oh, this is bollocks. I've done this once.
It's either plastic 1 week, paper the next. Plastic, paper. And with the paper.
When does the general refuse go out
then?
When does the general one go out?
Goes the general one.
Okay.
And the food one. So I say,
does the food go out every time?
Or like, what goes out? And I say, oh, it's like the normal bins, etc. He doesn't put the paper out. Because I hadn't specifically said, but I just assume that you knew. And it's like, when I say, oh, can you go to the shops and like get
again, another thing. I don't know if anyone's noticed that. Yeah.
It'd be like he get like a specific thing. He won't.
That's how you shop.
Is there anything I can contribute or I can think of we might need? And then he'd get back and he'd be like, "Have you got any like chicken or have you got any this? I don't know. You just been to the fucking shop." Anyway,
but on. I shop. You give me instructions, and I follow the instructions. I'm very well behaved. All right.
Yeah. Moving on.
So okay. There's two things there. Like, I don't go into the shop exactly correctly
Moving
for
on.
You. I don't
Moving
put your
on.
Bins up for you exactly correctly for you. I don't put your washing out exactly how you'd like it.
Next thing.
I'm
Something
like
I change
a,
about you.
Go on.
Having a high garlic-based lunch. And then when we go to bed, like, turning into me. Like, do not face me in bed.
What? Why
Especially you, when you've had garlic.
Why don't you face the other way? Okay.
Just don't face me.
But I like
no,
to lie
don't.
That way.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I normally sleep on my other side.
Of garlic.
These are
something I'd change about you.
Go on.
You're awful harmonising. Awful.
I absolutely refute that.
We
right.
could be good.
Ready?
But it's just what
Take
we're
that.
Singing.
Take that. 3, 2, 1. 10 things I hate. Oh, sorry. Ready? 3, 2, 1. 10 things that change about you.
Awful. You thought that was good.
I thought it was decent.
Oh, James.
I went up the scale.
It's like, ugh. Okay, next one. I've got 3 more. No,
come
four.
On then.
Next
fuck
one.
You know. How many have you done?
Like
this is more. This is even more
you know
than 10.
You know a Kindle is supposed to be like with a backlit Kindle so that you can read it discreetly. Like, for some reason, James's backlit Kindle is like a fucking floodlight in the bedroom. Change it.
Because I have it on.
Change it.
So I can
turn
the light off so you can go to sleep. I basically live my life just to make your existence a little bit better.
Here's another thing.
All you do is moan about it.
It's more just things that annoy me, but it's changed.
Fine.
I want you to change how excited you get at the thought of having an afternoon nap on a Saturday.
I love an afternoon nap. I love it.
And he loves like the kids. He put them a shit film and like, so that they have to sit there and they'll be like, oh, and you can see his face all smug, like with his blanket. Like, oh, it's just, no. So smug. Okay, nodding dog dance.
Flipping, got to take
fucking
Louis to
fucking hate the nodding dog dance.
Do you want me to give an example of it? Do you think it needs an example?
I don't know. It just brings back the most horrific memories of us getting together, to be fair. If you're
like
watching
it.
On YouTube, it absolutely makes me cringe. It's just so... It just links into how uncool you are. Do you know what I mean? I just see you in a nightclub when we first met. You were wearing a bomber jacket, like this massive black bomber jacket,
oh, yeah.
And you were so drunk, and you just stood. I'll never forget, in the middle of the dance floor, this light, and you're just going. And I'm like,
that is actually so accurate.
Actually hate it.
Oh, so
hate
accurate.
It. Okay, the last one.
My drunk
Something
dance
I would
is not
change
the best.
About you.
Go on.
Road rage.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Honestly, like the wheel spin when the kids have been a bit of a dick getting in the car. You know what I mean? They're like, it's not really a wheel up. Spinner. When I you just... know someone's about to cut you up at a roundabout, yet you speed up. Like, yeah, why?
Don't cut me up.
It fucking annoys me. But you know that they're going to do it. You can see when people are going to cut you up.
This is panning anyway, out so well it. For my collections. That's all of it, is there?
Play the jingle. 10 things that change about
anything
you.
Anything you like about me or just know that? Oh, I like.
We're not doing I like, just doing changing.
Okay. Did you know that this band is called Change?
That's got you written all over it.
Oh, I love that sort of music. I hate it. Anyway, they're called Change, so I thought I'd play it.
Let's do it.
Ready? 10 things I hate about you.
No, change.
Oh. 10 things I change about you.
/ hate.
Number one. I need some music.
Am I going to get annoyed? Is the snake coming out?
Oh, here she goes.
Get ready, Alex. No,
I don't think this is going to be snakey. You ready? Number one, picking your head. I fucking hate it.
I've actually got a... There's a medical
You've got
thing.
A bald patch.
I've actually got a bald patch where I kept picking something on my head.
It's just weird. It's so we went on holiday recently, and because we went with your mum and dad, and there were six of us...
Yeah.
We had to take two cars.
Yeah, and you were
so
with the kids.
So I would, every single fucking journey. But the point of it is, every time I'd either be in front of you or behind you, if I was behind you, I could just see like two little heads over the back of the seats, and just that whole time. If I'm sitting in the traffic, I'm like looking in the rearview mirror and just picking your fucking head. Stop picking your head. You make yourself bald.
I might pick my brain out.
Wouldn't take long, would it? Oh, did you take it there? Oh, bitchy. What?
Bitch mode.
Number two, asking... What's that? I've never got to have a bit of the music before. Number two, asking stupid questions when you're just seeking validation of an answer that you've already chosen.
Yeah, I do that.
You do that about pretty much everything.
Yeah, I'm terrible. I have to just...
I'm going to go to the shop tomorrow. Do you think I should go to the shop? I'm going to go to the shop tomorrow. I'm just going to do it in the morning. Yeah, no, I'm just gonna,
I know,
should I do it in the morning?
I'm just going to
do
it.
Yeah, you literally do. Like verbal diarrhea. Anyway, there you go. Number three, your awful taste in films.
No.
Just dog shit.
Yeah.
They're just dog shit. And the worst thing
Hang
is...
Hang on a minute. You started watching one with Jason Statham after
that
your man crush.
That was terrible.
We actually turned it off.
It was so
bad.
It was horrific.
But yeah, I think it's just my
No, I'm not looking for an opinion. But it's just shit. The other thing about your film situation, other thing, is that if they... Okay, number one, they're shit. The second thing is, you watch the same thing again and again and again. There's like a plethora of content. Like, I'm going to watch Zac Efron again. I'm going to watch that one where he's like a soldier guy
Lucky
back
one.
And like his mate, who was his best friend, who got shot, and then he doesn't want to fall in love with his wife, but he does. I'm like, oh, fuck off. This nonsense again.
Love it. Makes me feel good. It takes me away from this.
Dog shit.
Takes me to a place of escapism.
Number four. You mentioned my road rage. I'm going to, I'll see your road rage and I'll raise you backseat driving. You're not a very good driver.
Oh, fuck off.
But my God, you talk a good game.
I am a good driver.
Since you're doing 37. 37, do you think you should slow down? 37. You're doing 81. How fast are you going?
Yeah, don't do it.
Backseat driver.
Be safe.
I don't need you telling me how to drive.
You do.
I just don't.
You do.
Comes from the person who crashed our car because the sensor was going off, but you didn't hear it because you're too busy fucking talking. Anyway, backseat driving. Number five, how you take your socks off at bedtime. I hate it. So she does this thing. Instead of bending over, lazy bastard, instead of bending over, she like scraped her feet on the floor so the socks come off. I hate
Louis
it.
Louis does it as well.
I know, it's so annoying.
You get really annoying.
And there's a second part of that, which leads into bedtime as well, because you're always taking the socks off at bedtime. The other thing you've started doing recently, which I've noticed because I'm getting up all the time for George because I'm his primary caregiver at night time because you've got intentional deafness at night, pillows on the floor. So when I put my when I take my pillows, which I didn't want in the first place, there's fucking pillows everywhere in this house. It's just like one giant pillow.
There is so many pillows. It's almost
so we take them off the bed and I put them on the side.
Oh.
Talk about the way because I need to get up in the night. You just throw them on the fucking floor. So in the middle of the night, we'll have to jump up to either go to the toilet or to look after our children.
Twice.
You
in
just
how
like
long?
You just strewn
you
your
make
pillows.
You're getting up all the time.
It's like an assault course in the dark.
Do you know what?
Stop
if
it.
I get into bed and your pillows are there, so I just like throw them off.
Yeah, but they're not even mine. I'm talking about your side. I stack mine to the side. It's so annoying. Anyway,
so annoying.
Whichever number this is. Digging your feet into me on the sofa.
Oh, you love it.
I don't love it. I hate it.
Oh, right, I
dig your feet into me. It's horrible. Dry, cold feet. It's like digging in. You're like, oh, I just like to be close to you. I don't even close to you. No, you don't. You just want to go and fucking sleep. You dig it.
I'm not affectionate. And it's like, you just don't want the
affection. But this is the thing. This is the thing. You think that's affection. You're not. You're using me for warmth. I'm a utility to you. Yeah. It's not affection. It's utility. Anyway, number 8 or 7, whatever this is, how deeply you sleep. You honestly, I genuinely think that the fire alarm could go off, the house could fall down, there could be a bomb next door.
I had a concussion last night,
and
fair,
you
I whacked
sleep
my head.
So deeply. Like at night time, you hear crying.
I hear it.
Oh, you just choose to ignore it. Yeah. Because people are like, oh, yeah, you know, mothers have got like a sixth sense. So when the baby cries, they just always know. Just I'm like, this fucking mother doesn't.
He hadn't seen you last night, so it was like a bonus.
Oh, yeah, winner. Great. Yeah. Let's get them hyped up because daddy's home at 1:30 in the morning. He's like, exactly. I want to go downstairs. Anyway.
Plus, you don't mind sleeping on a cold floor. So
I've literally, last 2 nights, I've been lying there cold, shriveled up.
We're doing that again. I was cold. I was.
Number 8, how defensive you get about exercise. So there's, look, she gets so annoyed. It's hilarious.
This morning, you should do this. You should do this Pilates. It's really good. You should do Pilates.
Do you know why though?
You should do Pilates.
Do you know why though? Do you know why though?
To live a long and
happy life. I want you to live a long and happy life. And your sedentary lifestyle and your shit little gluten-free biscuit diet means you're going to die early.
Fucking gluten-free biscuit.
You're going to die early. You're going to leave me widowed, and you're going to leave your children with just an angry little dad with tiny little claw feet.
An angry little dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen because you don't go out for a walk.
I'll be better.
Will you though? Final 2. Leaving the door open when you go for a piss.
I don't.
You
do
it all the time.
Oh my God.
You did it literally. Yes, every time I walk into the bed. If you're in the bedroom and I'm in the bedroom, if you're like, okay, kids, time to get ready for school. They're going off and play in their bedroom or whatever. If I haven't been prepared myself.
Hang on, when you say by open, as in I don't shut it and lock it, but
no, the door's open. It is not. You are literally there.
I think you've got some sick fantasy going on.
No, I have not.
I am telling you.
You sit there.
I am telling you.
Do you know what
I'm doing? Next time you take a screenshot.
I'm kidding.
Take a photo.
I'm actually kidding. The next time you do it, I'm videoing it. On Instagram Live.
Next time you do road rage, I'll take a video of that.
I don't care. That's fine.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
That's fine. Dickhead. Final one then.
Fuck off.
How loud you talk at night. So we live in a house and you haven't really, it's weird. Like the staircase is all like open and the living room.
Not weird.
That's another thing. I'm having an 11. Oh, just right, your sorry. General persona. Carry anyway, on. So I came home last night and get in about 9 o'clock because I need so many exercise
because he's in beast mode.
And then
in beast mode, everyone.
And he's like, oh, guess what happened today with a client? So I had a call with a client and they said that they wanted to do some content for Maurice Lamb. I'm like, no wonder the kids don't fucking stay asleep.
Oh, just
talk too loud.
It's because I'm so used to being a podcast legend that I'm just like, you God. Know, just have to, I have to speak up.
Anyway.
If I talk, people want to hear.
Oh,
does that
do
make
they?
Sense?
Do
so
they?
I'm just so used to projecting my voice.
But guess what?
What?
Turn and face the strain.
Changes. See what I mean?
What? That was good.
Changes.
What's wrong with that? That's lovely.
Do it without a cappella.
Hang on.
A cappella.
Changes.
What's wrong with that?
Maybe.
That was very nice.
Maybe
there you go. Anyway. Do you know what though? On a serious level, other than these 10 things, I wouldn't change anything about you. I think you're my dream woman.
That's a fucking lie.
But I actually really like you.
I do really like
I love you and I like
I
you.
I love you. I do.
But I love and like you. Like I like,
that's the thing. When I'm like
saying
who
you
about,
are.
When I go on about you doing all this exercise and not being here, it's because I actually just miss you.
Yeah, but all you're doing is working at night anyway.
No, I'm not always working. I've sat, watched films. I watched that really depressing film the other night because you weren't
oh,
here.
God, yeah, that was bad.
That I was not expecting
you were
the
actually
ending.
Sobbing.
Well, I thought it was just going to be like a romantic sort
dies.
Of easy film. And there's a guy who basically dies.
But like, she was sobbing.
Yeah, it was
actually
sad.
Sobbing.
Sad.
I was like,
anyway,
wow, okay.
I love you. Bye.
Oh, I love you and I like you.
Oh, well, thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you,
person.
Everyone. Everything changes.
But embrace it.
Embrace it, potentially.
Embrace the change.
There's great things that can come from change. Change can feel unsettling. The fear of the unknown can lead you to feeling a little bit anxious or having a sense of anxiety. But do you know what? You're going to get through this.
You are.
You got this.
You got it.
You got this.
Baby.
You got this. And change can develop and grow beautiful things. If you didn't have shit and manure, you wouldn't get flowers. Good motivational talk or what?
Love it.
Yeah.
Nice.
If you have enjoyed this episode of the podcast, please feel free to, do you know what I'd love you to do? Do us a favour. Just tell one person. Don't share it on your socials. That. Don't click. Don't leave a review.
Just
share
it with someone. Hey, have you listened to this absolutely hilarious podcast that comes out every Tuesday? And you can listen to it on Apple, Spotify, Google, wherever you listen
Gwaggle?
To your podcast.
Gwaggle? You can listen to it on Gwaggle. Check out this podcast on Gwaggle. Hey, have you heard this podcast? It's on Gwaggle.
Are you Irish?
I don't know. I also got Irish when I do an impression. See you next week on the Business Marriage Podcast. You can get it Apple, Spotify, and Quaggle.
This show is a Phonic Media production.